25.
From the Director, Department of Transportation and Public Works, submitting an informational report regarding the 2011 adopted capital budget internal and external building evaluation and repair project status. Refer to the Committees on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit, and Finance and Audit. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Hyde.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, this report is informational, but we felt it necessary to give you the status report on two capital projects. One is a county, these were 2011 adopted capital projects. One is the countywide infrastructure improvements, which involves facade repairs that were based on the reports that were done in 2010, that we hired a consultant to evaluate each of these buildings. In that particular project, there were financing for that project is provided from the reallocation of expenditure authority and revenues of $8,169,000 in general obligation bonds issued in 2010, $2.8 million of the University of Wisconsin land sale revenue, and $600,000 of airport miscellaneous revenue, and $240,000 of insurance proceeds. The what we're going to address here is that impact of the land sale deferral or lengthening of the time that they've been allowed to pay the county for some of that land sale, and that will impact certain projects or these two projects that I'm talking about. The other project is the inventory and assessment of county buildings. That was financing from of $1.1 million of the land sale revenues, and $422,000 from airport miscellaneous revenue. The action of the county board in January is effectively delaying the transfer of certain funds to the county from the land sale on the county grounds to UWM beyond this fiscal year 2011. And what we've done is listed all the components of each of those projects and given you the last sentence of each of those paragraphs gives you an indication of where that project is status-wise is now. As far as the O'Donnell Park improvements, that $540,000 that we won't be receiving this year, preliminary indications are that will not affect our work at O'Donnell Park. The $6 million in general obligation bonds should be sufficient to complete that work. But in other subcomponents of that infrastructure improvements, city campus facade and other inspections, I don't know that I want to go through the entire list for you. I could mention the components and then just say that for those that that did involve the UWM funding, land sale funds, as part of their source of funding, that we are working with the Department of Administrative Services to secure alternate fund sources for the major maintenance work items. Those are items that are not, we can't use bonds to pay for that. So the city campus facade and other inspections falls in that category where DAS is going to work with us to secure alternative funding. The museum facade repair and replacement, that is funded with bonds, so that's moving ahead on schedule. Safety building restoration, that's moving ahead on schedule. The GMIA and Timmerman Airport improvements, moving ahead on schedule. Research Park infrastructure improvements, there again we'll be looking to work with DOS to secure alternative funding.
What about the boiler in the research park that we can save energy and stuff? Is that part of that program?
As part of this program, no, Mr. Chair. The county grounds improvements, similar situation there. We're working with DAS on that. Courthouse complex improvements, similar situation with working with DAS to find funding. House of Correction infrastructure improvements, same situation. DHHS infrastructure improvements. Senior center infrastructure improvements. Trimborn Farm infrastructure improvements. Those are all we don't have the funding in place right now. We're working with DAS. The transit infrastructure improvements, Some of that will be able to be paid for through insurance, anticipated insurance proceeds, but $115,000 of that is on hold until we find alternative funding. The parks infrastructure improvement, the zoo infrastructure improvement, both those projects we're working with DAS. And then the other capital project I was referring to, the inventory and assessment program, that was entirely based, I shouldn't say that. That's $1.1 million for UWM land sales. The airport component of that is funded, and we're working with the airport on that right now. I guess the primary reason for coming before you is to highlight the fact that the summary of the results of these facade evaluations indicates that there are substantial repairs that need to take place in 2011. Mm-hmm. The work described above was included in the 2011 capital improvements budget because of urgency in completing these repairs. And as of right now, we're looking, some of these projects are on hold, and we're looking for alternative sources of funding.
Any questions on Mr. Hyde? So, what do you give it?
Thank you. Give me a second here just to get to the right page. I'm looking at the WO11417 Parks Infrastructure Improvements, and that was one. I mean, a number of these, it said that we're looking for additional funding sources, which is kind of what we do every year to figure this stuff out. But like, what I don't understand is the time frame. Like, now, Chairman, are we going to get monthly reports, or how do we proceed from here? Because a lot of these are just totally on hold, and that's what I'm worried about. Obviously, one of the ones I'm worried about there is one that affects my district like others. They're Sheridan, South Shore, Brown Deer. But even more so than the park things, also for Mr. Chakarian, is a follow-up question. What was the thinking behind, these ones that we're seeing here, that some are on hold and some are not? I just wanted to get your, kind of background. What was your thinking? And did you decide that these are, not essential or that, Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Hyde.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, simply, it wasn't my decision at all. These were cash financed projects, and when the cash financing disappeared, we have now no funding mm-hmm. to make these repairs. The ones that were not cash financed, that were financed through bonds, we're moving ahead with those. Mm-hmm. The ones that are happening at the airport, though, that's a different funding source, so we're moving ahead with those projects. But cash financing for all of those projects that were cash financed in 2011, unfortunately, we had no means to make those repairs, whether it be in parks or some at transit, some here at the courthouse. That's why we are working with DAS a variety of different options that we could utilize. Unfortunately, what we've been informed is these projects that are listed under cash financing are not bond eligible. Mm-hmm. We researched that last year to see if, when the 2011 budget was constructed, whether or not they were bond eligible, and we were told they were not, which is why they were used cash financing. So, unfortunately, and we're working with DAS to try to free up that cash, if there is some available, at that point in time, then we will organize on what's our highest priority and move forward on projects based on the funding that's available.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One follow-up, though. The WO949, the inventory and assessment of county buildings. Now, that's the same thing, because that was cash financed. Cool. But what I'd like to suggest with that one, I mean, again, it's hard to prioritize these things, but this county board has gone back and forth and back and forth. And once again, to not move forward on the inventory and assessment after everything that we've been through, what I'm suggesting is, while we're looking for alternative sources, we might have to look into the contingency fund. And I know that, it's unfortunate. It's March. Who wants to be looking into the contingency fund that early? But some things of all these, that's the one that really stands out to me, because I can't keep moving forward in 2011 without really assessing our inventory in county buildings, and I thought we had made some progress there. So as we look for alternative funding, that's one that I think needs extremely high priority, and we as a county board will have to decide if it's something that warrants that type of support, because obviously there's a lot competing for those funds. And, you know, there's positive things that could happen, too. There could be land sales and deals that you know, weren't necessarily budgeted for, and if I'm correct, the Research Park deal, I don't think, was in our budget. I mean, other little things, you know. That's the dynamic of a budget, that good things and bad things happen. So I realize we have some time. You know, we could have an awesome golf year, I don't know. So good things could happen, right? And but what I'm saying is, if that doesn't happen, I think this really needs to be a priority. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So we're watching.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Hyde, for the building assessment, are we breaking these down into a couple different chunks? Because I think there's a different urgency to do an assessment on, say, an asset that we think is worth $1 million versus doing an assessment on a park pavilion that's worth $10,000. When we do the assessment and the repairs are needed, that are we focusing more on those high dollar ones as the pot of money shrinks?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, I know that when we go through that process, we spend much more time on the major facilities than we do on small one-room buildings or pavilions. Once the work is in process, the picking up those smaller facilities doesn't really take that much time or resource to come back to pick those up. I don't know that we would save a whole lot there. So I know that the Department of Administrative Services looks at the county facilities, trying to use the area approach to it, in kind of a holistic approach to a certain park or a certain tract of land, and pick up everything that's within that, and then try to work on a budget strategy to deal with all the areas inside that tract of land. So at this point, we certainly aren't going to spend resources on smaller items and not get the larger, more important ones done. And it's certainly something we can look at in shifting or creating scope of work for the consultant team.
Right. No, my concern is that if we are going to wait, that may cause, you know, further deterioration, that we would be concerned on, you know, those major facilities that would in the long run end up costing us more money if we delayed it for a year or two versus, you know, whether we like it or not, you know, we can get along without a restroom being remodeled or a park pavilion, you know, going another year or two. Because even if it were to get deteriorated to a point where you just have to bulldoze it, it's an asset that's only worth so much money, and that I guess, you know, the destructive cost is less than if you let the same time lapse on a larger piece. And as we kind of go through this, and I think this may be for a future topic, I think everybody would benefit from an explanation of, I guess, how we cost some of these things. And because this is just my own personal experience, over at Jackson Park, we had a restroom facility that was redone, and it was a $120,000 thing. This is, you know, two toilets and a sink, you know, kind of stuff. And I think we, even for myself, and I think other, just in the general public, they have a hard time understanding how a renovation of a restroom facility somehow could cost more than a two-bedroom home in Milwaukee. You know, it's so. I think as the funding starts to tighten up and we start to discuss what projects will be delayed, I think eventually we're going to get to that discussion on actually what is the real cost and how is that you know, spread out to different departments and things like that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Thomas, that's what we're talking
about. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we've really overlooked the bigger issue here, and that's maintenance. I think we could save a lot more money if we set up some type of schedule on maintenancing some of our property to avoid these large repair bills where maybe even gets to the point where we have to raise certain properties. So has that been considered, setting up some type of maintenance schedule for going forward from this point on after we make some major repairs to extend the life of some of our facilities and property?
Mr. Hack?
Sure. Supervisor, I can't stress enough that, Public Works has always been an advocate for operating and maintenance. In fact, I believe the board approved a strategy to beef up the county's surveillance of that in its own facilities by providing in the director of Public Works' office this inspection staff or the responsibility for that on an annual basis. I think the attempt there is to hold the jurisdictional departments accountable for using their operating budgets to maintain their facilities. I realize that's a very difficult thing when your operating budgets are less than what you need. And I have a room full of capital requests from the last 10 years that show that there's a large backlog of repair work that needs to be done. And I think going forward, as we talked yesterday in the committee of the whole, we need to provide operating and maintenance funding in people's budgets to maintain their buildings.
Mr. Chairman, so what is the status of our maintenance strategy, and how does that correlate with $120,000 spent to repair one bathroom? What did you say, Supervisor?
That's about 100, right. Yeah. Men's, women's, you know, yeah, about the size of this half
room. How do we look at our return on investment and like a benefit cost analysis to see how those funds could be used more efficiently?
Mr. Chair, I would point out that bathrooms, restrooms, anything that has to do with plumbing, kitchens, those are probably the most expensive items that you can build and particularly restore when it comes to ADA accessibility and all of that. As far as operating the facility and maintaining it, while that's Public Works, of course, is responsible for their facilities, but each individual department is responsible for the facilities that they take care of. And certainly, I know the Department on Audit has issued a report that says we need to do a better job of that. And I think the group that's been created to exist in the director's office for Transportation Public Works will go a long way into keeping that front and center.
We're not funding for that.
No. Mr. Chairman, supervisors, if I might, one of the things that we are doing now, it's difficult for Transportation and Public Works to tell other departments that own buildings how to maintain and operate their buildings. But what we are in the process of, and should have shortly, is a operating and maintenance manual that will cover all buildings that it may not get down to individual buildings and how those individual buildings should be operating, but it is a manual that each department will be given that will assist them on what key things they should be looking for, what daily routines they should be looking at, what quarterly, biannual, annually, depending on the situation. We are in the process of putting that together. I think that will set up the need for these inspection, what we talked about in the 2011 budget and what was created, but at this point in time we don't have funded, is inspection teams to go out to ensure that departments countywide are doing the proper maintenance that they should be doing following that operating and maintenance manual. I think the manual is key to have out before those inspection teams come out. So this is a stage process. The first thing we're going to do is create that manual, and we're, I would say, about three quarters of the way done with that manual that we will then give to each one of the operating departments that have buildings. But again, it's difficult for us to tell a department how they should maintain and operate their building when those buildings are not under our jurisdiction. They're not under, I mean, we're not operating, the staff don't report to Public Works, they report to those individual departments. That's why we felt it was important to have an operating manual that everybody is working under and give them the guidance necessary to do that maintenance.
So what Thomas just done for?
For clarity, you're saying that the individuals that work at the various buildings don't report to your department. Are we talking about the cleaning staff or maintenance staff? And
both.
And aren't they under your jurisdiction?
No, they're not. So park staff are under Director Black. Health and Human Service staff are under Director Lydeng.
But maintenance of those buildings, you keep track of all of our buildings, and you're supposed
that
to be
that is incorrect.
No?
No.
Aren't you creating a list of all of our properties so that we can track and manage what we're going to keep, what we're going to sell, what we're going to maintenance? Well, I'm just saying.
I'm going to let you finish.
I guess we've been waiting for this report, and I know that I've been a staunch advocate for receiving this building plan, and you were supposed to be the person providing it. Now you're looking at me as if you've never talked about this before.
No. Mr. Chairman, supervisors, we have an asset list. We have all of the county's assets listed. That was something that we came up with because there really wasn't an asset list put together. Each individual department kept their assets, and there was no combined asset list. We have that. We are putting together an operating and maintenance manual that we're hoping departments will utilize to maintain their buildings. But I have no authority on buildings outside of Public Works. I have authority on the courthouse. I have authority on the safety building. I have authority on criminal justice facility and a couple of buildings out on the county grounds. But other than that, and city campus, other than that, I have no authority on any of those buildings and how they're operated, how they're maintained, who maintains them, how often they maintain them. I don't have any of that authority.
Well, can you clarify, weren't you making a building plan or preparing a building plan? Maybe that's the same as this asset plan for the county?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, that was a list that I had put together probably a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, that was given to the strategic planning group to have them. They wanted a list of the assets, and I gave the strategic planning group that list of assets about a year ago. But as far as a maintenance group...
Not a maintenance. I didn't ask for maintenance. My specific question was a building inventory plan. I'm not really referring to maintenance. You came before finance and audit. You came during the budgeting process, and earlier in January. And I know last year I was waiting for a list of all of our available property, and you were going to detail which buildings we were going to keep and which we were going to sell. That list was supposed to come through you.
And
is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, we do have an asset list of all of the assets. No matter which department they're in, we have those assets in a organized list. It was put together about a year and a half ago and was given to the strategic planning group about a year ago. But as far as anything other than that, I'm unaware that I was asked to. I mean, I don't, at this point in time, I have, again, the only authority I have are on the buildings that I have.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I think some of this, and it's a discussion, I guess I started a little bit of it here about you're getting into the silos that exist in Milwaukee County and the different cross-charging concepts, the accounting mechanisms on how we justify all of that. And I think, like I said, as the pot of money shrinks and becomes more difficult to finance these things, that we need to look at that stuff. The reason that you have a park pavilion restroom that costs $120,000 is not because there was you would like go to Home Depot and spend $120,000 on material and contractors and stuff like that. There's probably out of that $120,000, probably about $20,000 worth of actual materials, and then when you get the different accounting processes that then add, you know, a lot to it. You know, if you have a park pavilion and you want to do something, you're going to get a cross charge from architectural engineering because you had an architect do, you know, review those plans. And there's another level that is there because we have the different silos that exist. And that, you know, and Director Takarian is, you know, right here that, and it's one thing we have to adjust that. If Sue Black wakes up in the morning and says, you know what, you gave me a real nice booklet and we ought to follow it, but you know what, I don't feel like doing it, or I don't want to go through the political hassle, we're just not going to, you know, do the maintenance on these buildings and they're all going to fall apart, he can't do anything about it other than complain to his boss, the county executive, and then have the county executive crack the whip and say this is the way we're going to do things. But until we, and that's what I think we need to do, is develop new accounting procedures and policies to, you know, somehow match up, because it is quite, you know, in the last 10 years that I've been here, it's quite a Byzantine accounting process, and it is just amazing. And trying to stand on somebody's front porch in February trying to explain how, you know, the newspaper says that we spent an ungodly amount of money, and then they go to the park and they look at this restroom that looks like all they did was slap a coat of paint on it, and it just is a disaster. So I think that is one of the things that I think that the people who have, like Mr. High and Mr. Takarian, who have to work with this stuff every day, that I would think it would be in the benefit of everybody if we start thinking of new concepts on how to deal with all this stuff, because it's just very difficult to explain all this stuff to the public, you know, because they don't. If you can't explain it in 2 minutes, and I've gone over that, it's not work.
Yeah, I do not need 2 minutes.
Yeah, I know. We don't do anything under 2 minutes.
All right, Supervisor Bukowski.
Mr. Chairman, this is obviously very good information that all of our colleagues should be should share in. So I'm going to move that we receive and place this on file.
Mayor, motion received, place on file. Madam Clerk, call the roll.
And Mr. Chairman, make sure that everybody get that asset list to
please. Certainly.
Okay.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Thomas?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
Okay. We have 26.